Episode 85, Get Inspired.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies! Oh my goodness gracious, I am so excited to chat with you. I am jumping up and down, I am doing happy dances, I am inspired, and you inspire me. Yes, you do. Do you feel the energy? Are you ready just to soar today? Okay, maybe not so much. Yes, you are. You can get inspired. I believe in you. I want to open up with a quote from Bernie Siegel. And he says, true inspiration overrides all fears. When you are inspired, you enter a trance state and can accomplish things that you may never have felt capable of doing. Are you in that trance state? Are you in that true inspiration? Oh my goodness, you so can be. You see, inspiration can be found in so many different places. Where do you gain your inspiration? When you're kind of feeling down and you know, you're losing your own might of gaining that inspiration, you tire, you get caught up in life and you know, you're like, oh, I just don't want to do anything today. I'm just really like not motivated to do it. I'm really not inspired. I know I need to do it. My goals say I do, but I just don't feel like it. Where do you gain that inspiration from? Where can you grab it and hold on to it? You know, because you still have so much to do, so much to accomplish. You know, when I think about it, it's like, you know, it's a bond or a chat when you have with people of like-mindedness. Those, it just begins to ignite you and energize you. You become inspired to action. And that's awesome, is when you get inspired and you're like, oh, I just can't wait. I get inspiration at night sometimes and it drives me crazy because I'm like, shouldn't I be ready to lay down and go to sleep? And my mind's going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It will not slow down. When do you gain your inspiration? When does your mind start to go wild? Maybe it's in the shower. Remember, I have shower inspirations. I love my shower inspirations. Part of that is why? Because we turn off all the noise. We turn off the TV. We're not looking at Facebook unless you've got a computer in your shower, which would be really cool. I could get a lot of work done. No, not a good idea. No installation of computer in the shower. That is not a dream of mine. Okay, but seriously, your mind has a chance to what? Just think, just to process. It allows your mind to start to be creative. You see, our minds are awesome. God made our minds magnificent and the way our bodies work together. And when you give your mind a break, sometimes that's all you need, that little bit of respite. And it allows, it's all of a sudden it's like, bloop. Light switch comes on and it's inspiration central and your mind doesn't slow down. And all of a sudden you just get, oh, I can do this. Sometimes that inspiration comes from a great nap. After you lay down and maybe you've had a really busy day and you lay down for that 15, 20 minute cat nap, right? Yeah, my cats take a longer nap than that. So I'm not sure why we call it cat naps. But anyway, you lay down for those 15, 20 minutes and you just kind of lay there and you're like, and you wake up and you're like, I could go conquer the world. You get inspired. Where do you gain your inspiration? You know, it is hard as you go through the week and you go through your days and the months lead to years. And sometimes you look back and you're like, what have I really done? What do I have? What is my purpose? Where am I going? Who is this person I'm supposed to be? I thought I knew. I was in college and I had direction and I had focus and I had drive. But now it's like I get up, I fix breakfast, I make sure we have lunches, the homework's packed, I've signed the planners. I make sure that they've got the lunch accounts paid for and off to school they go and off to work I go and I come home and I find myself getting the snacks ready, getting dinner ready. And then it's, oh, wait, there's a concert tonight. I'm going over there to the concert. Oh, wait, are you exhausted yet? No, but you're still going. Finally, your head hits the pillow and you're like, What was that? And you find yourself in the mundane life. It continues and it just wraps around and wraps around. And you're like, Christy Ann, I want inspiration. I want to wake up inspired for the day. Guess what? You can have that. You honestly can have inspiration because you are amazing. Okay? Don't let your doubt within yourself talk you down the ladder. You know, sometimes climbing up that ladder is more difficult than actually climbing down. You see, sometimes the fear of success is greater than the fear of failure. Because if you've never tried, you can't say you failed, right? Nor can you say, well, I kind of sort of succeeded, but not really. I didn't reach the mountaintop, but I was almost there, but my oxygen ran low, so I didn't continue. Get inspired. You can do anything you set your mind to. What project are you working on right now? What is it that you're like, oh, if I could just have this one thing done, that would just propel me right into summertime. Whoop, whoop. And you'd be just doing a little happy dance. I love happy dances. Okay. I'm doing a happy dance now. Only if you could see me. I don't dance very well. Just saying. But seriously, where do you gain inspiration? I want to leave you with a kiss today. I want you to truly reach out for inspiration. If you're feeling down in the dumps, okay, I want you to reach out. I want you to search out for that inspiration. Maybe you'll find it in a podcast like me, okay? Maybe you'll find it here, and you just need to go back and listen to some of the inspirational pick-me-ups that we have on there just to say, yes, I can do this. I've got this, because you do have it. You can do it. Inspire yourself into action. Maybe it's joining an online community. Remember, hello, we have one. Come over. Facebook.com. You know where to find us. /groups/ Create Your Now Podcast. Come over. It's free. And it's awesome being able to get to know the women that are listening, that are chiming in. We're building a community slowly, and it's awesome because you matter. You are important. God created you for a purpose. Just think about everything He blessed you with. There's no time but the present right now than to get inspired, to move forward with your dream, because your dream was important enough for God to give it to you. You wouldn't have had that dream if He didn't want to bless you with it. And it's okay sometimes if we fall off the wagon or we have to have a pit stop. But you know what? Gain that inspiration back again and get back on it. Say, I can do it. I know I fall off sometimes. And sometimes, a lot of times, it's not just sometimes. It's just usually the moments that sprout up every day. You know, I just try not to add them all up because then it's like, oh, I need to be inspired. But you can. And it starts with by just taking action. Seriously, aim. Action ignites motivation. Get inspired, because I know if you do one simple step, one simple thing, that's it. You're going to be like, yes, I did it. And you can say, Christy Ann, I listened and I did it. And that's going to lead to more inspirations. That's going to lead to bigger dreams. And that's going to allow you to achieve the goals that you really want to in your life. You matter. And I want you to go out and make it a great day that matters to you. Go get your inspiration. Get inspired. Okay? I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots and lots of loves. I will see you soon. We'll chat later. Love you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.